This is called Needling Nurses. Many things in hospitals are a pinful and a curse, and the bedpan is annoying, but the needle, bud, is worse. These girls, so white, so neat, so clean, are always sailing by. On soft-soled shoes they swish around, a pleasure to the eye. With silken hands they rub my back, saying, "You'll feel better now." They crack my egg and cut my meat and cool my fevered brow. They're so efficient, so polite, they couldn't hurt a fly. But don't you fool yourself, my lad, they'll get you by and by. Their lovely eyes will get a gleam as they creep up in the dark, with that tray of 6-inch needles they're as vicious as a shark. It's a funny kind of torture that they get their pleasure in, but the words that make them happiest are, "Bend over, Mr. Quinn." I'm contented in my solitude as I smoke and read my mail. Then in comes a Rita Hayworth and jabs me in the tail. My buttocks are spattered with 100 stinging bites every hour in the daytime and 4 times every night. My pajama pants are tattered and so's my dressing gown, with wear and tan counted from pulling up and down. You cannot dodge this predator. She's out to get her fun. Your backside is a target and that needle is a gun. Well, I crept into the men's room and hid behind a post. She lay in wait till I come out, and I got a double dose. There's no way to elude her, no darn way that I have seen, and she'll get me in the end, boys, and you know which end I mean. Alas, I've lingered here too long whilst I dallied with the muse, forgot 'twas open season with Diana on the loose. She sailed in here soft-footed with no warning nor alarm, caught me sitting on my fanny, so she shot me in the arm.